This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dan Bluestone is an associate professor of architecture at the University of Virginia and director of the Historic Preservation Program. He is also active with the community organization to save McIntyre Park online at SaveMcIntyre.org. Dan joins us again live in studio. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Corey.
How are you? And welcome back to America. Where were you? You were camping in Nova Scotia,
Nova
is that
Scotia,
right?
Nova Scotia, Corey. It's beautiful up there.
That sounds great. I don't even know if I can find it on a map.
Yeah, it's up there beyond Maine. It's a beautiful part of the country. You know, tomorrow, Coy, in McIntyre Park, starting at 5:30, the Save McIntyre Park Coalition is having a picnic, face painting, music with John Durth and Ray Cadell and the Cool Cats. And we're going to be further organizing the Save McIntyre Park Coalition. As you know, signs are going up all across the city as an expression of concern.
I've seen them.
About where we're headed. And I was thinking about this today and went back to one of my favorite books on Central Park. And there are two things that are particularly striking. In 1892, a New York lawyer named Richard Welling pulled together a map, and he showed every good-minded project that had been proposed for that park. People had proposed stadiums. They had proposed racetracks. They had proposed that there should be exposition buildings and more museums and marine terminals on the lake, reservoirs. And one of the things you realize is that what happened in Central Park is now happening in Charlottesville, and that is that people with good intention project, you know, let's build a YMCA, let's try to help solve the traffic problem, you know, they end up thinking that this is just cheap land. It's cheap land that you can put any old project you want on, and we're losing sight of what is going to be lost when McIntyre Park is no longer with us, when it's gobbled up and parceled out into this and that little project. And I think that tomorrow, 5:30 to 9 o'clock, we're getting together with neighbors and friends and people who are interested in this issue under the picnic shelters over at McIntyre Park near the softball fields, and we'll be talking about ways of holding on to this park.
So anybody that has ever wanted to see to put an end to the Meadow Creek Parkway or Save McIntyre Park, that's where they need to be tomorrow.
They should be joining us. We're planning later picnics in the summer and rallies, political action, court cases. We're pulling out all the stops here to try to prevent the desecration of Paul Goodloe McIntyre's contributions to the city. When he gave the McIntyre Park, he said it was in perpetuity as a park and playground for the people of Charlottesville, and we're certainly running against that.
Which means legally, do not ever develop this land.
It means no roads and highways, no YMCAs. It means using that park as a park and playground for the people of Charlottesville. And there's another thing that I've been thinking about in relationship to Central Park. When Frederick Law Olmsted in the 1850s came up with this classic plan for Central Park, it wasn't like there wasn't traffic and busy traffic filling the streets of New York. And he came up with an ingenious plan that took the really heavy trafficked roads and suppressed them. They were down below the surface of the park. The main east-west roads cutting across Central Park are below the level of the park. And you can be in that park and be unaware of all the busyness of the traffic going on around in the city. And we've done just the opposite in the way that we've come up with a design for the Meadow Creek Parkway. We're doing two things. North of Melbourne Road, we're going to put that parkway up on a berm. And all those beautiful trails that the Rivanna Trails group has maintained for walking and hiking around, nature trails, are going to be down at the level of the river. And then ever-present in your line of sight is going to be the Meadow Creek Parkway with 24,000 cars a day driving just on an elevated berm all through the park. Then the second thing we've done is we've come up with a design for the interchange at 250 and the McIntyre Road extended. And what that interchange design is taking a length of 250 the length of the downtown mall and raising it 30 feet in the air, which means that anyone who's in McIntyre Park will be unable to get away from the noise and the sight and the sound of 250, which is simply going to destroy the character of that park and of that landscape.
So
it's a terrible loss.
The highway becomes like up on a stage for the
whole
park.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be the most important thing anyone's going to be able to see in their line of sight. They'll be hearing it in a way that they don't. You know, you can still go to parts of McIntyre Park that are immune from the sounds of traffic.
Oh yeah.
Right in the middle of our city.
You feel like you're way out in the country.
We're losing that. That's what the plan is right now. And the shocking thing that's happened in the last couple of weeks, Coy, is that after years now of making an effort to work with the designers of that interchange to mitigate the harm that's being done to the park and to Rock Hill Estate Gardens, to the surrounding historic structures, the city's come forward with their proposal for mitigating the damage they're doing. And this is what it comes down to after years and hundreds of pro bono free hours on the part of what are called consulting parties. The proposal is to take photographs and do drawings of the landscapes being destroyed, to move the memorial trees of the Vietnam Memorial, the oldest Vietnam Memorial in the United States, and to save a 5-foot-long section of the exterior wall surrounding Rock Hill Garden, and the final thing, the final offer on the table, to put up 2 interpretive plaques, one relating to McIntyre Park and one relating to the Rock Hill Estate Gardens, that will interpret and let people know what they've lost.
We're talking with Dan Bluestone, an associate professor of architecture at the University of Virginia, and he's with the Save McIntyre Coalition. Online at savemcintyre.org. They got an event tomorrow night at the park at 5:30. Dan, help us understand, when we see these signs, for those of us who've been around Charlottesville for a while or have read a little bit about the history of McIntyre Park and the Meadow Creek Parkway, when this was first proposed in the mid-60s, it instantly met opposition from folks in the city. I mean, it didn't gradually... This isn't a groundswell. People in Charlottesville have opposed the Meadow Creek Parkway since the beginning. In the mid-70s, there was a major movement, over 1,000 signatures to a petition submitted to City Hall to try to stop this thing once and for all. That was over 30 years ago. So help us understand what's different now. What's going on now with the Save McIntyre Coalition that's different over the last 40 years? Because there's been sincere, diligent, vigilant efforts by locals, members of the city and the county who have fought this road, and yet for some reason it keeps happening.
Well, the real difference, you want to know real differences that exist between then and now, Coy? The real difference is that now we have a city with a comprehensive plan that celebrates green and sustainable approaches to the development of the city. There's been an entire environmental movement that's developed and flourished in our city, and it makes the clutching on to this 1950s, 1960s highway planning even more incomprehensible. We've learned so much about the way in which we ought to be valuing sustainability, holding on to green spaces, increasing the tree canopy of our city, and yet this is just something that's a total disconnect. And you know, I've tried, made real efforts, to actually develop some sense of empathy for where those 3 votes keep coming from on the city council. And I think that they're genuinely convinced that if county residents don't have an easy route downtown, that they'll just not come. And yet that flies in the face of the last decade, in which the downtown mall is constantly full with the bustle of people who are attracted to the historic character of our city.
Yeah.
And yet what we're doing is beginning to erode and destroy the historic character of our city in the interest of attracting people who are only coming here because it's got the historic, fine, extraordinary character of the downtown area.
Yeah.
And I just think that this is too high of a price to pay to take infrastructure that aims to solve county traffic and transportation problems and have that only impact the city, to take this huge, monstrous interchange that will raise 250 bypass. By the way, what's it going to be like over the 2 years when 250 is down to one lane in each direction? I mean, this is like going to be a nightmare for the downtown and for the people of the city. And to take that 250 and raise it 30 feet in the air just is an insane retrograde clutching onto the highway planning of the 1950s and 1960s.
As we've talked before, there, and I am emphatic about this, and I challenge anyone to disagree with me. There is no rationale for the Meadow Creek Parkway.
There's simply none.
There is none. Nothing holds. There is no argument that holds water. The only thing that has kept this thing going is government saying, well, you know, we've been planning it for so long. I guess it must be good because we've been working on it so long. So therefore, it must have merit.
There's always been an associate in this play along with the government, and that is the Chamber of Commerce has pushed this like crazy, the Private Merchants Association in Charlottesville. And the thing that's amazing about this is the landscape they're destroying is actually a landscape that came directly from Chamber of Commerce. In the 1930s, in 1932, when the municipal golf course was built on part of McIntyre Park, the biggest promoter, the economic and financial support for that project came from the Chamber of Commerce, the Rotary Club, the Kiwanis Club, the Young Men's Business Association, the Business and Professional Women's Association, and the Protective Order of the Elks. Civic groups pulling together to do a community project. And now the Chamber of Commerce is broken out of the pack in insisting that this road be built, destroying the heritage that they actually had built in this community.
And I don't understand the Chamber's argument. I really don't. I mean, to say with a straight face, we need Meadow Creek Parkway to save downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, that might have held water in the early 70s.
Right.
But you cannot make that argument anymore. Downtown was saved. It's already been saved.
And we didn't have success.
We didn't have to have the Meadow Creek Parkway to do it.
What would the downtown look like if we figured out ways of spending the $30 or $100 million that are bound up in these projects and done things that really encourage downtown? For example, you have down at the university 20,000 students and 10,000 faculty and staff. You could build them a shuttle or a trolley system that would get them downtown inside of 2 minutes, link the campus with the downtown, and you'd have that group of people patronizing merchants.
Absolutely.
So where are we going with this?
They should have done that years ago.
It makes no sense to
but instead
go forward
they
with
bring,
this road.
They want to figure out a way to get more cars into downtown from 29 North. Yeah. Makes no sense.
Makes no sense. And the real thing about this is we're doing a full service interchange that's actually going to put downtown at a competitive disadvantage. What this interchange is really doing is taking people and traffic from 29 North and sending it straight to Pantops through an infrastructure that's destroying our park. And we'll put downtown at a competitive disadvantage by making it way easier to get over to Pantops. It makes no sense.
Dan Bluestone is an associate professor of architecture at the University of Virginia, and he's with the Save McIntyre Park Coalition. You can learn more online at savemcintyre.org. The event is tomorrow night at 5:30 at McIntyre Park under the picnic shelters by the ball fields. Dan, thank you so much for being here.
Great to be here. Thanks, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.